Hello, this is Phil, and as you could tell in the last episode, when I spoke, I was a little hoarse. I was having a cold and just not able to talk. So therefore, the one time I did speak, I did not sound good. Now that I mostly have my voice back and I'm doing the post-editing on this podcast, I wanted my voice to be heard. So in some of the editing, I decided to add my thoughts and feelings about what is being said. I hope that you enjoy this episode.
All right, Phil, let's do it again. Welcome back to Mini Pod number 2. Back here with all the sports flicks guys, Mr. Phil, still feeling a little under the weather. He says he feels fine, but he has no voice. We all get to look at him, but you guys aren't going to get to hear him much, if at all.
That's what they think.
But he's still here in spirit, and he'll still have his painstaking 14 hours of editing to do on our podcast.
Yeah, and me recording myself to put into the podcast isn't really helping with the amount of hours I'm taking editing these.
So here's to Phil. So hitting off this next mini episode, guys, I wanted to discuss, we do a lot of casting what ifs and have a lot of discussion. One that was fantastic on what movies Danny DeVito could be put into. Thank you, Josh, for your excellent idea.
You know, I try to bring the fire all the time here.
So. Absolutely. So let's take that and twist it around and say, what well-known sports movie do you think you yourself could be cast into? And it doesn't even have to be the lead character per se, just maybe a character, at least people would know who it was or what have you, that you think you could cast yourself into and it would be a good fit. Who wants to kick it off?
I was thinking real hard about this, actually, and which character I really would like to play. I would like to play the sleazy, like, team doctor in Any Given Sunday. Like the guy that stick the needle in his leg or in his back, whatever. And he's hitting on the cheerleaders, you know, and he's just like a...
The James Woods role?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that's James Woods.
I think that would be funny. Also, I could see myself playing like the Newman guy in Space Jam, just for goofiness sakes.
I thought you were going to say you could play Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
That was cool.
He's going to play Sean Bradley.
Yeah, it could be the Sean Bradley. Or let's see, my other one was, I was thinking like maybe I could be one of the crony teammates in Waterboy, one of the non-main ones, but just somebody who says dumb stuff. Or actually, my other one was the burnout, I can't remember the actor's name, the Celtics fan guy in Celtic Pride, the non-Dan Aykroyd guy, the gym teacher.
Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to play that role too.
Yeah, but then he'd be married to his wife, man, and she was horrible.
Just for a moment. Daniel Stern, yes. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you for the dynamite cliff note there, Phil.
Dropping, Marty.
Glad I could help, guys.
I could see that one. But I think this question poses interesting. It's what character would you like to play and put your own spin, or what character does your personality in real life play into? I think you could take this question in a whole bunch of ways, and you answered it a couple different ways, which is cool.
I also would love to have played Shooter McGavin, but I don't know if I have the acting chops for that.
I thought you were going to say you didn't know if you could be that much of a jackass, but I was going to reassure you, you could. I believe in you, bud.
You're like, oh, you got that easy.
I was thinking that could be Herb Blitzer from Cool Runnings.
There you go.
Got this burnout, hanging out at a low-key tropical bar, drinking all day, and then these people show up and, oh, hey, you need to do something. And I'll be like, nah, I don't want to do nothing for you. I just want to sit here and drink my Mai Tai. And that got a heart to me. I could see myself doing that role. I was also thinking Gordon Bombay, too, even though I can't skate with a crap. Just put me out there with a bunch of kids, which I know eventually is going to probably happen in some form or fashion. Kids are, like, naturally drawn to me, but at the same time, they're, like, small people, and it freaks me out. So
I don't know if putting you by a bunch of child actors is a good idea.
I would pay some good money to watch a movie of Rob with a bunch of children. And I feel like that would be comedic gold. So I am all on board with that.
It's really the only movie I can think of at this point.
Gotcha. Joshua?
All right. Yeah. I fully expect to get interrupted while I'm talking here. But okay. So I was along the lines of Bud, too. So I do not think I have any acting chops either. So I do not pretend to think I could step in and be like, I don't know, Jerry Maguire or something. But
way too tall to play a Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I was going to say, I also tried to play into the fact that, yes, I could not be Rudy or something either, because I would not make a very believable underdog in the sense that I have what would be seen on camera as pretty imposing size compared to most normal people. I couldn't act like I was just like this little guy. So I was thinking more along the lines of maybe what I could do. So I said I could be like Ivan Radovanovich from Celtic Pride. I think I could be like the Ivan Makes Basket. I could get a voice coach to teach me like a little Czechoslovakian accent so I wouldn't sound borderline racist. Maybe it would be somewhat believable. And then I could go do that. Or
I like your dedication to the part.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it half at it. I would try and really buy into the role. I also thought maybe if it was, no, you can't do this one, but maybe we'll get you on the sixth man. We'll get you to be the guy who's 7 foot tall, can't touch rim, which I will say, even though I'm almost 40, still touch rim. Okay, so give me a break.
None of us said you couldn't, Josh.
But I would do it. That would be my acting. Okay, I would do that. But if I didn't do that, I also thought maybe I could be one of those extra football guys if it was younger Josh, not old Josh now, but like younger Josh. I could be one of those extra dudes like in Varsity Blues or Friday Night Lights or whatever, just like one of those canned. You have to have guys in the huddle for all the stars. So I could be one of the guys ready to go, lines up and you see me running around in the back of my helmet and, oh, you know, your name on your jersey and stuff, just extra, basically a glorified extra. But yeah, I think so, I could do that. I would be okay there. Would not take much acting chops.
So Josh referencing his imposing size, for our viewers who don't know Josh, he is 7 foot 10, 354 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He is quite the large individual.
I am very huge. If you saw me, you would know you saw me, because I would be the largest human you've ever witnessed.
He currently houses three families.
Yes.
And he drives a smart car.
I have an entire water tower to myself.
Eco-friendly.
Yeah. So that's where I would go with that. I also thought if I had to do a role at my age now, I would probably be like a coach. So I thought in a movie like Kicking and Screaming, I could be one of the opposing coaches. I'm not funny enough to be Will Ferrell, obviously. The movie would suck if I did it. But I could be like one of the other coaches and be like, come on, man. Really, man? They're just kids out here. And then he can flip out on me and do his whole routine. And then I think it would be funny and make some good comedy. And in that one, I have some experience because I've actually been that coach. So obviously I could draw from my inner experiences. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I could have been Jesus Shuttlesworth.
You look like him.
I, especially when I was younger, I was very much so like the kid that was very just not confident in himself or whatever. I always had a group of friends and people that like always hung out with and stuff, but you're like that guy that second guesses everything because you just don't have that confidence, especially when you're younger. So I went and thought, I think my younger self could really fit in well being Smalls in Sandlot, because he had a good group around him that he finally ended up fitting into, but homeboy was clueless and was second guessing himself for the longest time. And that's honestly, at that age, that is dead on what I was. And so I obviously not playing that role as a 30 whatever year old. I don't even know how old I am anymore. That's gotten to that point, guys. I'm definitely not playing it now as my younger self, 100%. In a kind of similar thought, but a little bit older. I don't know why, but the Justin character from Dodgeball, you remember him? Ironically, that. Justin Long played him, which that's cheating, by the way. If you get to play your own name in a movie, that's cheating.
But I mean, honestly, if they're just making names up anyways, why not call them Justin?
Yeah, I know. Well, Workaholics was that way.
Yeah.
Right. They all essentially use their own names. But no, Justin in that movie, remember that dude was so unconfident in himself everywhere. And he was like, just like following that chick around everywhere. And, oh, you want me to do what? Oh, you want me to? But then when he got him playing the dodgeball game, he was just awkward as shit.
On your Sportsflix bingo board, did anybody have Brad with the first censor of the episode? I didn't.
And yeah, I went through a lot of my life like that. So I kind of thought, man, I could pull that off. I had enough experience being awkward. Hell yeah. Not that you want to brag about being awkward. Let's face it, we all go through some awkward phases in life.
So, I was waiting for Brad to come up with a movie that involved distance running or something, and you're going to be one of the guys in that movie.
There's
Steve Prefontaine movie. I can see you doing the cross country movie.
That what is that called?
It's called Prefontaine.
Is it? Okay.
There's another cross country movie that
Breaking Through. Is it? Or Breaking Away?
McFarlane.
McFarlane,
yeah, because it's got, yeah, absolutely.
That's Super Troopers?
Do what? McFarlane, USA?
Oh, okay. McFarlane. Yeah. I thought you said Farva. I was like,
no, McFarlane, USA.
Kevin Costner plays the coach and everything in it.
Yes, there you go. See?
Yeah.
And I feel like Phil, you know,
I didn't even think of that one, to be honest, Josh. You make a good point.
Yes. See, I think you could. I'm trying to give you some credit there, Brad. And then I want Phil's silent voice to be heard. So he believes with his dapper good looks, I suppose. He thinks he could be,
I suppose,
Tony Danza in any role that Tony Danza plays. So that includes the field goal kicking movie that he talks about. I don't know the name of it. I guess he also means the guy who dies, the nice baseball player who dies of cancer after the movie in Angels in the Outfield. So he would get to know JP. Yes, I like that part. So mm-hmm. I can see that. Mm-hmm. But
so I don't know I guess what we else. Can give.
What movies am give, I missing?
We can give Phil the dapper good looks thing. We did fudge Josh's measurables a little. We can fudge
that's true. Phil's yeah. Looks, so we right? could. We can fudge Phil, right?
I feel like Phil could play the Mark Wahlberg in Invincible.
Since they're doing all this discussion on me, I felt that I needed to come clean on what actually happened in this episode. Earlier in the episode, they were talking about Justin Long playing a character named Justin. So I commented in the chat, or like Tony Danza in every role he's ever played. Because Tony Danza, it seems like, always plays the role of someone named Tony. And so I mentioned that, and apparently they didn't catch on that that was with that particular comment and assumed that I was talking about that was the role I wanted to play. That is not true. And also, I do have dapper good looks, so I want that going out to the airwaves. So just know that if you've never seen me, I might be the most handsome person you've ever seen. That is all. Back to the program.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. He's got that suave.
What about? Okay.
Except, I don't know. He would have to go on, like, he would have to stop eating. He's too buff now. He couldn't be Mark Wahlberg.
You wouldn't be able to work out buff as much.
He'd have to stop working out so he could lose a little bulk. But
yeah, you got to watch your gains, man.
See, if it wasn't just sports movies, I could go and throw myself into like Sideways or something.
There you go.
Just sitting there getting drunk offline the whole time they're filming, man. I could sign me up, baby. You don't even have to pay me.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Brad, that could easily be a documentary of just you and me going on a wine tour.
I'm in. Let's do it. And we'll podcast it. Phil, you down to edit it? Phil, if you don't want to edit it, tell us that you object really loudly.
I don't want to edit it.
Okay, he's in.
He's in.
Actually, I forgot what Phil actually said now.
Tony Danza.
Phil says lots of things. No, it was Corbin Burnson.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Roger Dorn.
He would be Roger Dorn from Major League One.
Oh, that's right. Ball. Yes, that's what he said.
There you go.
And why did he? That's what he actually said, is he wanted to be Roger Dorn so that... Oh, crap, I forgot what he said.
So that balls could fly at his crotch.
Innuendo number one.
Because he said he would he'd run away. Yeah, he'd run away from the balls, which we said wasn't very realistic.
Innuendo number two.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And he could take a baseball to the back.
So that balls could be hit hard towards his crotch.
Innuendo number three.
So what we're hearing is Phil is very durable.
And ball hungry.
His voice, not so much.
And he's okay with taking one for the team. You know what I'm saying? Wait, was that Major League One or Major League Two?
It doesn't really matter. It's Major League Three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Major League Three owns the team. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dream big, Phil.
Minor league team. One of them, the manager's like, come on, Dorn, take one for the team. And he gets pegged in the back. And
he does have
that. Yeah, they bring him in to pinch hit just to take one in the back. And then they pinch run him immediately.
I think that's Major League Two, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Dorn goes to strike this mother out.
Yeah.
So this may be weird, but thinking if you could throw roles at any of us, my thought, because obviously I think about it, it's one of my favorite movies, but I think Rob could go in and play the Bill Murray part in Caddyshack and knock it the f*** out of the park.
Censor number two for Brad.
Oh, yeah. That would be a glorious role for me.
Rob could go in there and just go ape.
Censor number three. Come on, Brad.
About these gophers running around and how he was going to annihilate them in some way, shape, or form.
There are no gophers.
He'd just be sitting there pounding whiskey the whole time, and the gophers would exist only in his mind.
Gophers, they're all over the place. Rob, what are you talking about? There are no gophers. There's a gopher over there.
And it would turn out Rob was actually the one digging the holes in the darkness of night because he was so blacked out drunk.
It turns out I was always the gopher, but then...
The gopher.
He's really just taking dumps in the holes and then covering them up.
I think we glossed over one of the benefits of Phil being Roger Dorn. And in the first movie, wouldn't he get to punch Charlie Sheen? That would be fun. Punches him at the end of the movie and then he hugs him after they went. Yeah, so there you go. So I'm sure he would like to do that.
Punch him straight in the face.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good topic. If we were all different major league characters, who would we be?
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, save it for another mini pod.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a different mini pod about that.
We can all describe. When you have these good ideas, bud, you gotta shelve them away for when.
Add some more foreshadowing.
Line it up.
All right. Once again, thanks for joining us for another mini episode with the Sports Flicks guys. Right now, I want to pass that on over to Rob and have him remind us what our next full movie episode is going to be discussing. Rob, what do you got for us?
We're going to be watching Kicking and Screaming because it stars Will Ferrell, and I find Will Ferrell funny. Stop thinking you're better than me. Oh, you can also see that on HBO Max. Back to you, Brad.
Man, just...
Friend of the pod, HBO Max.
Short, sweet.
HBO Max.
Yes, this pod. So HBO Max, anybody listening, if you want to sponsor our pod...
For a nominal fee.
I honestly can't remember our podcast email address, but I'm sure Phil can edit it in. So there you go. Phil's typing it in.
If it's not HBO Max, but you want it to be HBO Zone or HBO Comedy or HBO Kids, whatever, dude, I'll take it. Sportsflix, just give us clicks at gmail.com.
All right. Once again, thanks for coming along on this journey and getting our wild ass takes. And hopefully next time we'll get to hear a little bit from our illustrious editor and organizer, Philip Boone, instead of just making up things he said randomly.
For those keeping track at home, we had 3 censored words, thanks to Brad, and 3 innuendos. So that is our record for today's episode.
Until next time, you guys keep it classy.